the way real quick. So I did an interview on the True Tone podcast with Amante Hall. If you look that up on Apple Podcast, anywhere you get your podcast, you can listen to that.
They do you justice in the thumbnail, nigga. What it look like?
Oh, the thumbnail is just standard, like his thumbnail. But it was a good interview. It was over the phone, but I told him, like, whenever we link up,
you know, you're gonna have to get a solid one.
We gotta run it back. But he did great though. Like he was a listener to the homeroom. He's a classmate.
And
he's been around since like the beginning too. Like,
oh, that's love.
Yeah, so we've always shout just kind of yeah, shout out to him. So
lacrosse pollination.
Yeah.
What was he asking you?
Bro, good questions. First of all, like even when he introduced me, he had videographer, artist. I said, nigga, you know, you actually did research.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
sure,
this is
sure.
when I had just announced Track Addicts.
Oh,
and right. he was like, I even see you got a, you even got a new podcast on the
White Boy Land.
Yeah. I said, I was like, he's like, how you doing, man? I said, shit, nigga, I got more accolades than I thought. I'm with it. Let's go. You know?
Yeah. So, yeah. So he reminded you about yourself.
Yeah,
that's a great interview technique, nigga. Let me just stroke his ego real quick.
Hey, yeah.
Make him comfortable. Right. You a legend, nigga.
And that's how they get.
He did ask everything, though. Like, he covered everything. He asked about Slaw. He asked.
Said, I am from Philly.
He
yes.
asked about. He asked about, like, just the network, everything. Yeah. So, yeah.
Sorry. He asked if Lauren is really white.
He didn't. I don't think he asked. He didn't ask that. He
probably understands.
And he was one of the few people that I've talked to that, like when he brought y'all up, it wasn't the other guys that you work with. Mm-hmm. It was Tone and Jane Noble. So how did you meet there? You know,
I like this nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't that. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga knew everybody's name. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So. Yeah,
nigga shout has out some respect.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out True Tone Podcast.
True Tone.
True Tone. Yeah.
Is that his name?
I have to put it in the description for this.
T-R-U-E. Yeah, I'll put the link in the description. Yeah, for sure.
What's his name?
His name is Amante Hall.
Okay.
Amante Hall.
Just make sure it ain't Tone.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Trademark that.
And then
that was awesome. They were showing love. AJ the Menace was on last week. It was a great episode. I hope you guys liked it. It was awesome. I thought it'd be cool. They played it on their YouTube channel, their show, Homeroom University. Great to see them. Yo, they're funny. That was funny. I really enjoyed that. So welcome to the True Tone Show. I'm your host, Amante Hall. Sometimes I have interesting conversations with people in truth, and I try to keep it in tone. On this episode is a solo episode. It's kind of like a recap. It's for the new people who are trying to get accustomed to what I do here. And how this thing gets momentum and how we do it on such a fun and interesting level. So today's episode, I'm going to talk about a little bit of the show we did last week, a little bit of the episode, get some recaps in there. And then I'm going to answer and talk about a couple topics, which I was kind of confused. Everybody kept asking me. They were hitting me up in my DMs. What do you think about this? And I'm just going to save it to get into the show. So I'll see you guys on the other side. One of the things I love is having the opportunity to have conversations with individuals who love and have a passion for their prospective field. We live in a time where like media is a monster, and you could take that as a good thing or a bad thing. It's all over the place. And I feel like people run to try to figure out, and they scramble and they're trying to figure out, like, where can I get some information? Where is the entertainment? And where is the lie? And where is the truth? And the lines seem to be blurred. The lines seem to kind of mesh together and they're muddy, and we got to try to walk through these things and have conversations. And we're just in a very interesting space. So whenever you get an opportunity like me to sit down with an individual who is entertaining as well as multifaceted and has the ability to do a lot of things, it brings clarity to a lot of mess. And what do I mean by that? You know, me having the opportunity to talk to AJ the Menace, which he's doing a lot of things. And I want to bring some points. I always do this with a guest that comes on the show. He's extremely talented. And anytime you make your dream come true, there's a fight. There's an inner fight and there's an external fight. And if you can do it and you get any amount of people to come check it out, it's kind of validating what you already thought. But even if they never come, you still, there's power in attempting the thing. There's a beauty, there's a strength to give you to do other stuff. And one of the things I liked about the interview that I had with AJ the Menace is he was able to put things in a proper place when it comes to the stages of his life. We all have a timeline in our life, and how you use the things from the past in the timeline will definitely help you in the future. And the way you look at your future will definitely affect your present, which is like it's a weird juggling act, I guess. So I have a clip, and it was really interesting. I sitting down with AJ because he said, and I don't want to take it from him, but he talks about this, like, how are you able to do these things? How are you able to manage this? And I feel like he answers it with a powerful word.
Yeah, no questions asked. Yeah, I did all my battle tell. I've done so much in music that I feel like I was battle tested for a lot of things before I got into podcasting. So a lot of the pitfalls that I've had, a lot of the L's or the lessons that I've taken in podcasting, they didn't hurt or feel bad at all, because I've taken worse L's in music. So
yeah. See, the word is battle tested. I like that. He said, I'm battle tested. And a lot of times people want to do their battles publicly, but there's this point where you have to kind of go through the learning curve or whatever it is that you're doing. You never want to practice in front of people. You want to kind of have this more polished thing in front of others, if that makes sense. I heard this comedian say the other day that she said, don't use the main clubs to work on new material unless you're seasoned. She said, use, you know, the not so named clubs, I guess, not the big name clubs, but you want to find a spot where you can work out material where it won't cost you. If you make mistakes, it won't cost you. If you, you know, get out of the lines per se. And then when you get an opportunity to be on the big level or a big stage or where the lights seem a little bit more brighter, be more polished, but you can do that because you're battle tested. And I like that AJ said that. He's like, you know, I'm able to go through these things, take these types of risks, do these type of things because I'm battle tested. It's very powerful and very good stuff. So I got another one. I got another video from the conversation with AJ, and I'm gonna play that one too. Element to it, and I know everyone's competing to be at the top. Let me ask you this. Do you think there's room for everyone to do their own thing in this podcasting universe?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. There's definitely room for everybody to eat. Everybody might not eat if everybody's doing the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, you know how, like, every couple of years, I mean, I don't know. I feel like this has been ever since the internet and downloading music, ever since you could set up a $50 mic and make your own music, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? You know, they say the music market is saturated. So it's like, sure, there's room for everybody to do stuff, but you might not eat off of it, but there's definitely room for everybody to do stuff.
And I say this, and there's a lot of room if it's an authentic space, and you want to be general, you want to be genuine about what you're doing. You want to have you in it, if that makes sense. You want what's that old saying? Put your foot in it. And the implication is that, like, your foot is going to have some, which sounds gross, by the way. I'm not eating nothing. You put your nasty, crusty feet, especially if your feet look like they talk together. Move to the left. I'm sorry. But people always, like, have this old saying, like, you know, put your essence in the thing. That's what makes it unique, because your life's journey is already unique because of it's you. You being there makes it unique already, makes it different. You're not the same height. You're not the same weight as someone. And that is the power in the thing, you know. And don't be afraid to start it. And I picked these things because a lot of people want to do stuff, but they're afraid. Just do it. Just take the risk. Don't be afraid and see what happens on the other end. And I thought that was a really awesome thing from AJ. And he gave this advice, and I want to end that last one with the advice he gave for anyone who wants to start.
Don't be afraid to start, number one, but do not also look at podcasting like it's a get rich quick scheme. It's not on any level. I'm 6 years in, we still haven't made a profit. So, go into it. And go into it with the intention of being one of the best podcaster or have the best show. Don't go into it just looking for clicks and views, because those clicks and views don't always translate into any sort of monetary value. But if you go into it looking to be the best, at some point the cream always rises to the top.
And I think that should be the mindset. And I try not to compete with anyone, if that makes sense. I'm inspired by a lot. I like a lot of things. I try not to go into the dark hole of this isn't that. I couldn't do it this level. I haven't done it yet. You haven't done it yet. And it's okay. And it's okay to be where you are. But if you don't ever do the thing, then, you know, it's not going to happen. And if you never take the step, it's not going to happen. And I picked these, and we talked about a lot of stuff in the episode, and I encourage you to go check it out because it was amazing. And I thought these were really good snippets from someone who's been doing it for a long time and has the backing to stand on what he's saying, because he's seen the battles, if that makes sense. He's seen the mini wars and the success, the wins from those battles. And he's doing a lot. He has a network and he has a team, and it's just, that's a lot. I don't think people understand how tough this stuff is. And the way you carry it will definitely show people the way you mean to them, what it means to them, and what you take serious about your craft. So, hey, yo, check that out. AJ the Menace. I'm also going to tag the episode they shot me out on their show. I'll tag it in the description below, but I really appreciated that. And I'm trying to keep this episode short, so I'm going to quickly hit on this. Everyone was hitting me up and was like, I guess The Rock was on Trevor Noah's show. I guess Trevor Noah has a show, you know, the comedian Trevor Noah. And he had mentioned a statement to The Rock, like, I guess 40% of Americans said that they would vote for The Rock if he ran for president. And The Rock was like, you know, yeah, I can't do The Rock. I was about to try, but he like kind of laughs. And then he said, yeah, it's true. And he also said, I guess certain parties within the government were trying to get him to run. And I guess this was to run against Trump, maybe. First of all, there's a lot there. That's a lot of layers. They were secretly putting this The Rock bullet in their chamber and trying to shoot it. Are they scrambling because they don't have a legit candidate to go up against Trump? I mean, some people would say the president, but you know, old. That's all I'm going to say. And this is an interesting conversation with The Rock. And I mean, some people feel like, no, it's not an interesting conversation. He's an entertainer. You know, some people put Trump in the same way. The Rock is a businessman. People put Trump in the same way. The Rock's making a lot of money. Trump's made a lot of money. I know, you know, certain people were saying they felt like maybe he would be easily controlled, but Trump is not easily controlled. And I don't know. I will tell you this. I thought about it. I do think The Rock would be presidential. He already is that way. I think he would try to be diplomatic about a lot of things. I just don't know what it is when it comes to policy. That's my thing. Like, I want to know what kind of policies he would put in place. And the president position isn't something you can just throw on like a t-shirt. It's not, it's sewn on. You know, you have to really be detailed about what you feel like Americans would benefit from and how it will help the individual communities and empower them to be present, because that's what you want. You want a country that's present in democracy, and you want a president who is present for the people, who speaks on the behalf of the people and has that voice and does it well. And so I don't know. I definitely think it's 100% an interesting talking point about The Rock being a president. I definitely think it's a conversation to be had. But I don't know. I don't know. Would he get my vote? Can I vote with the eyebrow? Can I do that? Like, can I put the eyebrow up and be like, I vote this way? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I didn't know how to answer that question. I sat with it. I promise. I sat with the question. And I was like, you know, I don't know. I just don't want people to think that being the president is just this easy thing. But I also think people may look at it and say the president's position is more of one that is of show or showing strength versus actually knowing how to move within the parties or the government ideals and really get actual policies done and laws made to help and better the country. So that's an interesting point. That I really wanted to talk about that. So I don't know. I'm leaning more towards no, I wouldn't vote for him. I'm leaning more towards let's get someone who actually understands it. But I wouldn't be opposed to it. And if he really tried, you know, I don't want it to be this, well, I'm going to run for president last minute kind of thing. And I'm happy he didn't do that, because that would have really upset me, for sure. It would have really upset me. But I think The Rock has a lot of elements of the American journey. He has a great hero story. So it's a lot there, but I don't know. I don't know if I would trust isn't the right word. I don't know if he's had enough time to really get the heart of what's going on. And that would be more interesting for me per se. That's the thing that I would be kind of leaning on. Like, what does he truly have a good idea of what's going on versus, 'cause people have loved him for a long time and they would definitely scrutinize him for his wrestling career and whatever secrets. He has a lot of content out and as far as his life. So that would definitely come out, which also could be a benefit too. You know, it's all out there. You know, all my things, you know, all the pitfalls, the lessons I learned from. So it's definitely out there, and that would be an interesting conversation. So I want to hit up the Truest Tone segment. I need to get like a cool sound or a song for the Truest Tone segment. And I want to pose this question for you. And is, why do we get mad at individuals who don't know things? Like, isn't that the point of learning? I don't understand why people get so upset with someone who doesn't know something. You know what I mean? It's like someone going to a new city and they go to a restaurant. Everybody knows you don't go to that restaurant. They don't have a customary understanding of the local issues in that city. They're a visitor, you know. I just don't understand why people get so upset with people who don't know things. I think that's not fair. I don't think that's cool. I guess that's my little tester for you guys. Be nice to people who don't know things versus, you don't know that? What's wrong with you? You should know that. Why do we do that? No, you should know everything. That's the point of learning and living life, is you're learning different things from people. I don't want to be so negative towards people. Like, give people grace, give people lenience to learn from something or learn about something new. Everyone's life doesn't have the freedom to just research or just constantly be in the media about something. And plus it's fun to hear someone else's viewpoint on a matter, and they bring it to you and you're like, yo, did you know about this? Or did you hear about this? That's awesome. And I always want to get to that place where I'm constantly learning, and I don't want to ever be the smartest person in the room, cliche, but it's the truth. You don't, it's like boring. You want to have conversations with people who can stretch you and pull you in a different way, or at least get you thinking about a thing. I don't really believe people actually change their mind in one conversation. That's rare. But if you can get them to think about that, well, I never thought about it in that way, then you won, in my opinion. If you just get them jogging their mind about it, then I think you've won. So, yo, this has been another episode of the True Tone Show. I'm your host, Amante Hall. And as always, was there truth to this conversation or was it just noise? I'll let you decide. Yo, don't forget to look us up. Subscribe, email, truetonepod@gmail.com, Amante Hall on IG. And I look forward to hearing from you guys. Till next time. Peace. Do 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 do